And just to dive in here, another example of that would be two summers ago in Charlottesville when remember when he said there are great people on both sides of the debate or something like that, when it was, you know, I think it was members of the KKK that were in there protesting. Right. So and that's another example of how he says things that are clearly giving permission to hateful groups to act. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. And he tries to play both sides. So what he says first will be his real feeling, whatever he thinks that day, that he loves chokeholds and they're great, or that, you know, the KKK should be outside in plain view. And then he'll follow that with some general statement. However,
which his aides wrote, probably
happen. Right. Yeah,
yeah.
And then since then, he has shown extreme insensitivity to George Floyd's death and to the subsequent protests and the whole Black Lives Matter moment. So movement. So for example. When he was making a speech on Friday and talking about how our economy is so great, which, by the way, not true right now, but he, you know, he says we're doing great, numbers are tremendous, blah, blah, blah. And he said in that speech, he said that George Floyd is looking down, smiling about what we're doing right now. Like, what?
Yeah. No, just unbelievable the things that he says sometimes. It's like, it feels like every day, I think our country is just fatigued. We are exhausted of this.
So exhausted.
Because every day there's something new on the news that honestly, like, hurts my heart.
Yes.
I get stressed out when I read it because this is not what our country is. We are better than this.
So much better.
Need a leader that can lead us in a better way. So we deserve better. Yeah.
I miss Obama so
much. Oh, I loved him.
So let's talk about just the most recent, as of recording, the most recent sort of horrible insensitivity that he has shown, an unspoken approval of, you know, the most horrible people, like white supremacists and the nationalist movement and stuff. So recently, guys, it was June 19th, which is known as Juneteenth. It is a day that is celebrated by African Americans because that is the day that slavery was officially ended. June 19th. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So this happened to be on at the same time that Trump wanted to hold a rally, which, you know, maybe we could talk about that in the next episode as it connects to the health crisis. But he wanted to have a rally, guys. He had a tough time finding a place for it, but he originally planned it for June 19th, which really angered the Black Lives Matter movement. Of course it did.
Yep. Yep.
And then the next day he changed it, right? He changed the date to June 20th. So, okay. But then the location he chose, everyone, was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is the home to the worst massacre of African Americans at one time in our history.
Yep.
Have you heard of this, Lindsay?
I haven't actually. Black Wall Street. No, I didn't know about that area of Tulsa, but I do think this was purposeful. You know, the choice of trying to schedule this. I don't think it just happened to be that he wanted a rally that day. I think he chose that day as a rally day to make a statement, you know?
And the location.
Absolutely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So guys, I'll just explain real fast what Black Wall Street was, because this is a very important part of our history. And to be honest, I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
My sister hadn't ever heard of it. This isn't taught in our history textbooks.
No.
In 1921, guys, there was still a lot of segregation laws on the books, especially in Oklahoma, and Black people were not allowed to participate in the economy to the same extent that white people were, right? You can't have these bank accounts. You can't own businesses. So they owned a large portion of Tulsa and developed their own successful, thriving economic community. It was amazing. They were, at the time, the most successful African Americans that existed at the time in America.
Wow.
So long story short, it was called Black Wall Street. White people didn't like it, and they attacked, and they killed at least 300 Black people.